the gracious Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would observe a special dua. In the hadith, it is stated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam regularly, abundantly recited this dua, and every salah, approximately, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would mention and recite this dua. Every action of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was for the ummah, for ourselves, for us. And this is the message for us, that our Holy Prophet, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whatever he did, we should also do regularly. So what we need to do is that we should also observe that dua in our salah, in our lives, regularly, abundantly. The dua, inshallah, you all make that dua supplication regularly, and it's a habit in people's lives, and it's a famous dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنِي حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Every child knows this dua, alhamdulillah. Every child is aware of this supplication. What's the reason that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this dua many times, regularly, consistently? Obviously, there will be a lot of wisdom in this dua, Allah's special message. There could be no action of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was without any objective purpose. So the pious elders of the deen have stated the hikmah that we see in this dua regards to abundance, that the Prophet made this dua, and according to the subject matter, is very important. So important that for a man it's very essential, extremely essential. That's how much a person should ask from Allah. So how important and necessary is it for men? Think about it. How important will it be that the Prophet ﷺ has given us a direction that recite this dua? This is the greatest dua from all duas, subhanAllah. Yes, you remember when you do Umrah or Hajj, when you go around the Kaaba and you get to the portion from Rukn al-Yamani to Hajrul Aswad, and it's lazim you recite this dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Isn't it? This dua. And it's a great place, a great time to recite this dua. Until Hajrul Aswad, the person continues to make this dua. So look at the subject, look at the meaning. What is it that we're asking from Allah? Such a complete dua, in reality, a person's asking for everything. And who's he asking from? He gives everything. Allah gives everything. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. So, in other words, what a great transaction between the servant. How the Prophet ﷺ has taught the servant to ask from his Lord. Ask for this, Allah will give. If you attain it, then you got everything. Subhanallah. What a great point. So it's lazim that don't forget this dua. And be regular in doing this dua. But this isn't where the subject ends. There's a big hikmah, wisdom from this that we learn. That why should we recite this dua time and time again, over and over again? Just say once in the day, say after Fajr, say after another salah, that's it. Look, when there's something important, brothers, important, with emphasis, then you have to keep on repeating it. Repeating it. Why? Why? So that it becomes solid, ingrained. When you do hifz of Quran, one verse, how many times do you read it? So many times over, so many times over. Why do you recite it so many times over? Yeah, a person, he's learning the lesson, doing hifz, he's reciting it time and time again so that he can memorize that verse. Yes, he repeats. Another thing you have to do, you repeatedly do the action so that that action solidifies. For example, you send the child, he's a child. Okay, you go to the shop, buy some bread. So the child, 3-4 times, you have to buy bread. Say 3 times, what will you buy? Bread. And what will you bring? Don't bring something else. Get it like this. Get like the mother and father, especially the mother, she keeps on going after him. Get this, don't buy anything else. This is all I need. And make this make, and medium sliced, not thick sliced. What are you going to buy? Tell me again. Mother asks, so repeat the subject. So that subject gets ingrained. So this is a great subject that the Prophet ﷺ has told us, that you're asking for the success of the dunya. Ahsan, good dunya, say subhanallah, subhanallah. A nice dunya, the best dunya, subhanallah. The best dunya, the best worldly life, the best. We're asking from Allah. We'll be asking for hasana, dunya. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's another beautiful da'wala. My dunya, make my dunya nice and beautiful. Why? Because I have to live here. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. What a beautiful request. And also my akhirah, my hereafter, make it very good because I have to go there eventually. Subhanallah. What a beautiful du'as. Small du'as. Will you remember these? Do you understand what I'm saying? These are the du'as we have to ask. For Allah, make my dunya good. Nice, because I have to live here. I have to eat and drink and live. Make my dunya good and comfortable for me. And then suddenly a thought came that I'm not going to stay forever. So Allah, make my akhirah good as well. Why? Because I have to go there to live there forever. Subhanallah. So if you remember this du'a, solid, firm. Okay, so next, رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Same subject matter, but the point here in this supplication, أَحْسَنَ دُنْيَا, we're asking from Allah. So time and time, repeating, repeatedly asking, not that we're asking or reciting, we're just asking, no. In here, there's a reminder being given to us. Don't forget, don't be lazy and bone idle. What do you need to do? That both of these things, you need to strive, make effort. Prepare for these things. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Not just you put your hands up and you're free after that. No, it's being said asan dunya and asan akhirah. For these things, what do we need to do? We need to prepare. Don't be ghafil. Don't be lazy. Don't be negligent. Don't leave this. Don't be bone idle. Rather, the important part of your life is this, that all the time you need to make effort, work hard, toil, that your dunya becomes good, and you have to make effort. But say, I want to get a shop or a business, I want a shop, will it come automatically? No, if you try, it will come. Yes, Allah, children, have you got married? No. So where will the children come from? You have to make effort. You have to physically implement. So this dua is a message. These duas that we learn and recite, these are messages from Allah. Allah's teaching us a message that you try and I will give to you. Allah's given us the path via the dua. This is important. So the meaning here is that why are we reciting this dua time and time again? So that we always remember. This dua is reminding us. We are asking, we're supplicating, we're requesting. So we should try that our dunya is ahsan, is good, is smooth, is nice. Not this after doing the dua person doesn't try. No. The dunya, there are means. If you adopt the means, Allah says, then you can get the end, the result. It's up to me if I give to you, Allah says, when, how. I'm the Qadir, the Mutlaq, omnipotent, Allah says. I have all in my control. It's my choice. But you have to try, make effort, and keep asking so that you don't forget, so you don't become negligent and ignorant. Allah says, if you forget this lesson, then all of your life mission will be a failure. So this is what we need to learn. What's the message here in this dua? That we have to ask Allah for ahsan dunya. We have to keep trying for ahsan dunya. Don't be lazy or negligent for a second, for a minute. That's why the Prophet ﷺ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are reminding us this dua. Ask from me, Allah says. Ask from me. And try for ahsan dunya. Try for a good dunya. So that your dunya can become good. So my dunya can become good. Do you understand what I'm saying up to now? Okay. So if you try, you'll get. If you don't try, you don't get. So trying and do dua, both hand in hand. Make effort and do dua. Ask from Allah. Now, what are we asking Allah for? Ahsan dunya. Hasana. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanatan. What is hasanatan dunya that we have to try for? We're asking from Allah, isn't it? So think now, what is ahsan dunya? What is good dunya? What is a beautiful dunya? Hasan dunya, good dunya, life. The ahsan life, ahsan time in this world is what? What's the definition of the ahsan dunya, good dunya, fantastic life is that life, that time, that living, those breaths, those moments, those hours, ahsan, good, the best, top class, A1, fantastic of what? That life which is lived according to Allah's desires and orders and ahkams, say subhanallah. That's the best life. The best time is that time past, according to Allah's desire. Allah says, pray Salah, I've prayed Salah. That's Allah's desire, Allah's preference. You pass your time with Allah's preference, that's the best way. Your dunya has become hasanatan. Hasanatan. That's the meaning of best. We think best dunya is what? Oh, this shop, businesses, retail. Ask for a child, Allah gives me a child. I ask for a wife, I get, well, wherever I want to get married, I get married, that's hasanatun, we think. If I want a house on this street, that's hasanatun. That wife I want, that's hasanatun. We think this is hasanatun. No, this is not. These are desires of man. This is no link with ahsan dunya. Ahsan dunya, the best world and life in this world is what? Alhamdulillah, is what Allah desires and prefers. We do that. That's hasanatun. And we live our life in that manner, in that mode, say subhanallah. Subhanallah. That's why Allah's given the hakams. Orders, Allah says, I want you to get up in the morning. Allah wants this, isn't it? So we are following Allah's preference. Allah says, my servant, I want you to get up 5 a.m. Do wudu, go towards the masjid, pray salatul fajr in jama'ah. Who desires this? Whose preference is this? Allah. If we pass our time in this way, and from morning until evening, whatever Allah Ta'ala wants, desires, likes, don't do this, this is not good for you. You leave it. We don't see, oh, is there benefit for me or loss? I think this is my opinion, say subhanallah. Don't look at your opinion. Look at this point. Don't look, follow your conditions, your definitions, your criteria, your basis, your condition. You want ahsan dunya, ahsan life? Nobody is there in the universe who knows better than Allah what is good for us. He's given us guidance. The best thing for you is this, salah, Allah says. So is there anything in comparison to salah that can be better for us? Can there be? No. Allah says, the best kitab, ilm, knowledge, interest, beauty, fantastic content, subjects, chapters, knowledge. Allah, please, what's the best? Quran recitation. Allah says, say subhanallah, subhanallah. That's the best kitab. Now the whole world, you have fiction books, non-fictions, and story books, and jackanory books, and folk tales, you name it. They're very interesting. There may be, but Allah says, no. Put them to the side. That's your liking. But Allah says, ahsan reading, ahsan kitab, ahsan book. My preference, Allah says, that you recite the Quran. Talawat-e Quran. Husan. The best way of passing your time. Allah's desire. So a person who lives his life like this, according to Allah's ahkams, his laws, what he likes, and he passes his life like this, then his life becomes the best life. The A1 life, the luxury life. This is Rabbana Atina Fid Dunya Hasanatun. What's the dua? Oh my Mawla, my Lord, my life, as long as I'm alive and you give me the tawfiq, capability, Allah, allow me to live my life whilst I am obeying your orders, ahkams. This is the dua we're asking from Allah. This is the name of Ahsan life, Ahsan Dunya, modest life. And we need to try for this, we need to make effort for this. That no second or moment in our life should pass where we are disobeying Allah's ahkams. Allah saying, don't do this and we're doing it. Allah saying, do this and we don't do it. No. Don't do the opposite. If a person lives his life like this, subhanAllah, in a positive way, obedient, he's successful, that person. Successful. And, second now, akhirah. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنِيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. What's the beautiful hereafter then? That's the second part of the dua. What's the definition of beautiful hereafter? Yes, no one can go there according, he can't take money there, he can't take notes there, he can't take currency there, all ends here. All ends here. So asan both sides, but they're both in contrast to each other. That in the dunya that thing will be asan, and the hereafter that thing will also be asan. Allah says, if in this dunya you live your life and you consider wealth and currency as fantastic, it won't go to the rafter. You got the shops and retail, that's not ahsan, because it won't go to the rafter. So whatever's good for you in this world, that also you'll take into your grave, then your grave will become the best place. Alhamdulillah. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? The combination, how it's compatible, that whatever's fantastic in this world, which Allah Ta'ala says is good, which is good in this world, the ahsan thing, the best thing in this world, which Allah has defined as the best, you will not leave that in the world, you'll take it with you as your luggage to the hereafter. You'll leave that dirt and the impurities there, house, shop, money, currency, notes. Allah say, leave it there, throw it away, take his clothes off, take his watch off, Allah say, his most precious pearls, his clothes, the king, his garments. Saudi king, when he goes the same way. Seen various deaths there in Makkah, their janazas. You have thrones, crowns, garments, everything comes off their hands, their arms, their bodies. It's dirty, impure, nothing. But what will go with that person? That thing he'll take with him, which was the beautiful thing he had with him, he'll transfer to thereafter. Say subhanallah. So what was that? The most beautiful thing is those times, those moments, that mal, that wealth that you earn and practice according to Allah Ta'ala's desires and His ahkams and His laws. Subhanallah. So in the hereafter, what will we define? So ask for akhirah, Allah give us the ahsan, the best akhirah. What will that be? That when you're taking things from the dunya to the hereafter, nobody will empty-handed. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Will anybody go empty-handed? There will be people going empty-handed, but the person with the man will go with his treasure chest full to the hereafter. That's how Allah gives. Allah says, here's the mal, currency of you, take it with you. Allah give me hoor, maiden, wife, house. I heard this. Hoor maqsuratun fil khayam. Allah, you said this in the Quran. That you will give these rules. Who is there that nobody touched that person? Which hoods are they, Allah? That no man or jinn has touched them. Allah says, forget the mal. Allah says, don't worry, I will not hesitate. Ahsan mal, I want Allah. Allah says, I'll give you the rewards and the gifts that you desire. Do you understand what I'm saying? Am I right or am I wrong? So will we try, make effort? Inshallah. Inshallah. Do you understand what is ahsan? We think ahsan is wealth, money. This is impure. Impure people fight over these things, they kill each other, relationships break over money, an enemy and hatred, brothers, sisters fight over money, he's taking my wealth, my land, my assets, and killing and murdering. Good life, the person who lives good life, everything becomes nice for him. The person who lives a good life, who lives according to Allah's desires, a nice life, then even his enemies become his friends. Subhanallah. Is this the case or not? So why do we make enmity with other people? Allah Ta'ala says, ahsani, ahsan, hasanatum. So what will be the best hereafter? The maut will come, the person will die like a prince, he will transfer over to the grave like a prince, the angels will be sending salams to him, hoors will be standing, so he's just dying. His breaths are being left, his last breath from the world, he hasn't died yet. He hasn't even got to thereafter, but this is his hal. The last breaths are being exhaled when the eyes close. What? What's this? Wherever come to, such hoors will be standing there, beautiful maidens, the doors of paradise he'll see, beautiful fragrances, and his the cloth for his janaza will be smelling nice. And you say, oh, look further ahead, where you're going. His qabr, why are you afraid of your grave, will be decorated for him, adorned for him. Subhanallah, say subhanallah. Tell me, how much loss are we incurring if we prepare for the hereafter? We are in loss in this world if we run off this world. We are trying to make this world most beautiful. So we're plastering this, changing the wallpapers, changing the carpets, and sometimes nonsense for the sake of it. We're changing things in the homes. We don't even need those things. If the ceiling's leaking, you have to repair it. If the wall's cracking, you have to repair it. But there's a limit. This limit. After 6 months, you change the carpet. After every year, change this look and that decor. And then you run out from this house to that house. And you, the car's running nicely. No. Let's get the newer model. Let's upgrade the model. Let's change to this model. What's the reason? What waste of money? Waste of time? What's life telling us? Ahsan akhira will be what? What will be the best hereafter? Tell me. So ahsan akhira, alhamdulillah, happier death. And prepare for the grave in advance. When you go and lie down in the grave, the angels will salute you. And then after that, they'll treat you nicely. The Prophet ﷺ himself will come to greet you. Ah, they'll say, the angels, what do you say about this man? Yeah, man rabbukum, man rasulukum. What do you say about this man? They'll ask you, who is this man? But in your life, when you heard his name, you sent durood all day and night for him. You heard about his dhikr and you used to be occupied in his dhikr and you used to think about him when you used to go to sleep. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I want to do ziyarah today. You used to send durood and you used to think about Medina and think about his life, and you used to go on hajj on the journey and your thoughts were towards Medina. That I want to stand in front of the holy fence, the rawda, and I'll look at Ghumad-e-Khizra, the green dome, the great place. These are the paths that the Prophet used to walk down, and I'll, subhanallah, look towards it in a beautiful way, those paths that the Prophet used to tread. And subhanallah, this is where he used to walk. And in the hereafter, that person would see, even today, the Prophet's fragrance is spread. It's there. Is this not the case? Such a great personality, who's our ideal personality. He's our ideal. Day and night you think about him, ponder over him, wonder about him, his words, his life, his durood, his statements, his events. It feels like we keep on listening, keep on reading, keep on listening through naat, through nasheed, through hadith, through statements. As soon as a person dies, then the Prophet himself will come. Ziyarah. SubhanAllah, there are lots of words on this that the pious predecessors have said. I don't want to go into too much detail. Let's progress. You understand what I'm saying? Anyway. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنِيَ حَسَنَةً. That's why Rasulullah said, ask for this, prepare for this. Prepare for this. Two things we need to attain in our life while we're living. Good dunya, nice dunya, and our akhirah should also be fantastic. You understand now, akhirah? Fantastic, you won't fall into deception now. You won't be tricked now, deceived now. That dunya, dunya, dunya. What sort of good dunya is this that you don't prepare for the hereafter at the same time? Allah will ask, how much time did you spend in the world preparing for the hereafter? All day you live your life according to Allah's desires. That's the best day of your life than that day. That's the best day of your life. If you pass that day, that you don't leave salah purposely, you don't leave congregation purposely, you don't leave out recitation of Quran, you don't leave Allah's orders. You obey them, you sleep in the night in that way. Always, when you sleep at night, be grateful to Allah immensely. Allah, today I spent my day in a great way, in a brilliant way. When we sleep, oh, I didn't have a good turnover today, I had to go there today, my business has gone downhill, and I'm sad, I don't have money, and I don't have this. And when I get material things, oh, I'm happy, oh, I got these things in the world today, and I went here today, I sold so much of this, I got new orders, transactions, and assets. Two types of people in the world. His sleep is like what? He's sleeping with enjoyment. First person. That subhanAllah, oh, my shop ran well and I bought another shop today and my trade is running well and I'll put transfer this to my son's name soon and he'll be rich and tell my wife this and I'm enjoying myself. Oh, I mean, fantastic. Is there something? What have you cooked at home today, wife? What's going at home? What's cooking in the kitchen? A foolish person who thinks like this, that this is success. And the second person, when he lies down, he closes his eyes, ponders over the day. SubhanAllah, I prayed Fajr Salah. Before that, Allah allowed me to pray Tahajjud. And I prayed in Jamaat. I couldn't even imagine I prayed in Jamaat. Allah used to work in the night. SubhanAllah, I prayed Fajr in Jamaat. And then I sat, recited some Quran during the day. What a great day I had. And all my Salah, I prayed in the day. And a time came when I was about to sin. Suddenly, I stopped. I didn't even commit that sin. I said, Tawbah, Tawbah, Allah will be unhappy with me. I thought about it. All day long, my day passed perfectly in my Shia. I think, yes, 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 good. SubhanAllah, when he sleeps, what a great reflection analysis of the day. Beautiful dreams he will see in the night. Nice dreams he will see in the night. And the first man will see scorpions, snakes, dogs biting him, running after him, jinns running after him, and dogs biting his legs. Oh, I'm dead, my money's gone, theft, burglary. And that we think he's a happy man in the world. I don't think so. I don't think so. If you live your life like this in the akhirah, you'll be mad as well. Depression. And people will take your money. Your shop will be stolen. When old age comes, it'll be a wretched old life. Wretched old life. And the second man who sleeps after fulfilling Allah's desires and akams, when he goes to old age, then he will become strong and he'll become happy. SubhanAllah. And he'll become more beautiful. Adoring. Do you understand what I'm saying? Firmly, you understand what I'm saying? Okay, let's progress with the discussion. Now, there are two paths in front of us, two choices. The people who get the right path, the hasanatun dunya, hasanatun akhirah. I'm going into a bit of detail so you understand. So nobody has any doubt. To get these two things, the Quran has addressed those people who have attained both things. Good world, good hereafter. Allah has addressed them in the world. What does Allah address them as? That those people who live their lives in a good way, they get ahsan dunya and ahsan akhirah. They get a good life and a good hereafter. Allah Ta'ala has announced them a word, muflihoon. The successful people. What's Allah Ta'ala said? SubhanAllah. Muflihoon. Those who have attained falah. SubhanAllah. Those who have attained falah. Success. In the dunya, Allah has guaranteed them, given them the title. Allah's life is, Allah saying their life is showing that they're successful people. First class life. Successful life. A1 life. Let's compare ourselves now. What life are we passing through? The life is short, my friends. Temporary. Death is near. Do tawbah today, you'll succeed. After dhikr, do tawbah, repent. What I'm telling you, do it. Do it. Your life will become made today. Today. Don't run from him. Don't scarper. Will you do this? Inshallah. So what has Allah Ta'ala defined that? Muflihoon. Allah has given a title. Those who succeed in this world. Even before they've got to the after, they've attained salvation. End of story. Nothing left. End of story. Now, let's continue. So Allah Ta'ala, muflihoon, you've used this word, you're explaining those who attain success in this world. So if I've lived my life in this way, but I'm weak, Allah, I'm weak. There's nafs, desires, shaitan, glow, glitter, glamour of the dunya, children, money. Allah, you tell us the path so we can become muflihoon. Say subhanallah. Subhanallah. So this is the dua now. This is the crux of the dua. Objective is to practice. But now we ask from Allah, Allah, is there a path, a solution, so we can get both things? So we can become muflihoon? Allah Ta'ala says, yes, there's a path. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala says, yes, let me tell you the solution. What is that solution? Allah Ta'ala said in the Quran, Allahu Akbar, oh my beloved servants, men and women, I will define to you the path to attain salvation. Will you implement it? Will you implement it? Say what? Inshallah. Great question. Direction from Allah. Allah says, I'll tell you the path, the practice. If you practice this path, grab hold of it, then you'll become the muflihoon, successful in this world, and your hereafter will be the best. Guaranteed stamp of approval, seal from Allah. What is that? Solution, Allah Ta'ala says. That you should remember me immensely, Allah Ta'ala says. What does Allah say? Remember me immensely, in high quantity, then you will attain salvation, success. Two words, Allah Ta'ala has sealed this. Allah says, remember me, kathira. When you do my dhikr, kathira, then what will you attain? You'll become the muflihoon, the successful people. Falah, success, the doors of success. The world, your world will be looked after, and your hereafter will be looked after, automatically. Wadhkurullaha kathira la'allakum tuflihoon. Allah says that you will become the people of success. You will attain success. So this is dhikr of Allah, my brothers. Remembrance of Allah. The person who remembers Allah, man and woman, alhamdulillah, the people who remember Allah, kathira, Allah says in the world, I've given you the glad tidings. You are those people. Your life in this world will pass the best according to Sharia, Allah's definitions of success, Allah's orders. I'll continue to help you, assist you, continue to do dhikr, and I'll continue to help you, Allah says. Subhanallah. Allah says, if you turn your face from my dhikr, run away, make a U-turn, you only do a little bit, and you're weak and fragile, you follow your desires, then you will not get success. If you do it the way I'm telling you, how? Do it in high quantity, kathira, you have to remember me, Allah says. This Allah is promising then, that your life will become the best. See how I save you from sins. See how I make you pray salah. See how I make you observe parda and follow the rules. Ajib, unique point here. Those people who compare that, is my life the best or not? I'm praying salah. And Allah has given us good amal, salah, parda, sat us at home, make us do hajj, umrah, make us do everything. Good, I give you an example of the dunya, people in the dunya. Allah has given all these things to a person. But he says, I'm not enjoying life. Why? Because he's not getting what he desires, the person, subhanAllah. He's not getting those things of the world. He wants this in the world, I want this in the world, I want this desire to be fulfilled. He's not attaining that. Then he says, this is a waste, there's no benefit here. Astaghfirullah. Imagine. Allah's given him the deen, the best things. But in comparison to that, he's complaining, I've got nothing yet, Allah, I've got nothing in the world. He's complaining. Why? Because those people's niyyah is not deen, Allah's definition of success. He doesn't want to go to Allah in the right way. Because they are the dunya, the love of material things is ingrained in that person's heart. So he doesn't respect Allah Ta'ala's definition of good. He says, I want the material things. Then if I get this first, then Allah will praise him. If I get this first, then what I want Allah, I want it first, then I'll be successful. He puts his own conditions down that person. My brothers, Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, if a person remembers Allah, after doing Allah's dhikr, he'll get salah, ahkams of Allah, hajj and umrah, parda. The four walls are attained by the females, the women, and the modesty comes into the men and the women. They start to dislike the sins. When these things are attained by a human being via the dhikr of Allah, then what else do we need? What else do we need? That you've become the muflihun. No, after dhikr, why am I not getting this? After dhikr, why can't I get these things from the dunya? Are there not people who complain like this? Just now remember this point. There's a point that this is a darvesh, you are darvesh people, pious people, friends of Allah. Never tazkiyah tasawuf, when you go to the friends of Allah, don't contaminate it with the dunya. I, in my life, from my Hazrat, I never said to Hazrat about dunya, pray for me for my wedding, for dunya, I'm not getting married, etc. The person who goes into this, then most definitely, he's not doing for the sake of Allah. He hasn't come to the friend of Allah for the sake of Allah. He's come for the sake of dunya. We, when we go to the friend of Allah, my brothers, wali Allah, we go to him for the sake of leaving dunya. Or do we go there to attain dunya? We are leaving the dunya, shunning material things, and we're going to his company to attain Allah's. We go there, this is not happening for me, do dua for me, wedding and this and stories and problems of the world. Then we have gone to him to ask for dunya. He thinks that from the friend of Allah, I've come to ask for dunya, may this happen and that happen. Person who has this niyyah who contaminates his deen, then in the life he will never attain Allah's names. Never. Differentiate, keep them separate, these two things. Dunya, when you go to the people of dunya, ask for dunya. When you go to the wali Allah, ask for Allah, Allah's nearness. Learn that from him. How can you go there if you want dua? There's nothing wrong with asking to do dua if you've got difficulties. Just do dua for me, that's it. No, I'm not getting a partner for marriage. That partner came, this proposal came, do this for me. This is extreme disrespect and bi adabi. There's such a great company, sohbat, after getting to the destination of the company of the waliullah, you're asking for dirt, for dust. Is this your standard of having the company of waliullah? Never imagine this in your mind. That the arguments of the world, I'm not getting married, there are problems, marriage problems, etc. Don't discuss this in the company. Just take the distress of the akhirah. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنِي حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. That's it. That's it. Allah, this person, due to the blessedness of the company of this wali of yours, that Allah allow me to pass my life in a good way and prepare and approach my hereafter in a good way. SubhanAllah. This is what we ask for in the company of the wali Allah. And that's what we try for and make effort for in the company of the wali Allah. There's no other sawal, no other question that can this happen? Can you do this for me? Ask this for me? Help me in this, in the dunya? No. No. Then you come off track and go from your destination. Don't utilize the company of the wali Allah for the benefit of material things in the world. Do you understand this sabak? This is it. Go to the company, great company. Dhikr of Allah, learn from him so you can remember Allah and get near to Allah. That's the sign of a wali Allah. When you go to him, then when you see his face, you remember Allah. That's a great sign of a wali Allah. You remember dhikr immediately. That is it, time for dhikr now? Or is this majlis happening now? When you see the wali Allah, oh no, you go there, I can't get married, it's hard for me, I've got these issues, problems in the world, istikhara, etc. What link is there in the company of the wali Allah with these things? That's you, yourself, you're impure inside, you're in love with the world, you're asking for dunya. Well, you haven't gone to the wali Allah to ask for Allah's nearness. You haven't got ikhlas, sincerity. So this is it. They were going for the sake of dunya, but we should have one objective. When you go to the company of wali Allah, one objective, one principle. When you take his hand, one purpose, common ground, common denominator, common effort. What's that? That Allah should be attained. Allah should be attained. That's it. So this, Allah has given us a great message that your life, if you want to improve your life and hereafter, what should you do? Do the dhikr of Allah. Now it's your choice, human being. Without dhikr of Allah, you cannot succeed, my brothers. We cannot succeed. Dhikr of Allah. And remember this. Remember this. Beautiful point. What do? We start doing dhikr today. Slowly, we put the brakes on. We take a U-turn and go in reverse gear. Because we want dunya. We start going backwards. I'm not getting no effect, no benefit, no improvements. SubhanAllah. Hazrat Sahib Qudusura, Sayyid al-Murshid, my Shaykh, Rahimullah Ta'ala, may Allah's mercy be upon him. What did he say? Beautiful statement. He stated, look, the people like us, weak people like us who run backwards, take a U-turn from dhikr. Hazrat Sahib said, Allah's given you great action. My Shaykh, Hazrat Sahib said this, Allah's given you great reward. Dhikr of Allah. And when you get whispering of shaitan, Hazrat Sahib replied to that waswasa. He said, dhikr of Allah, when you remember Allah, it has effect. It takes effect. 100% it has effect. 100% it has an impact. If at this moment you're not feeling that impact, if you can't feel it or see it, but its impact, definitely you will get it. 100% you will attain the impact, the benefit. When? Don't leave dhikr. Never reject dhikr. SubhanAllah. Remember this, Allah Ta'ala has opened the door for you, say SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah, those people are sitting, the doors are open for them. The doors are open for them, Allah's rahmah is there for them. That person who for him the door is open, don't close that door. I'm not enjoying dhikr, it's not having an impact. In fact, it has an effect. Allah's name definitely has an impact, it has an effect. Don't even imagine that Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is not benefiting you. Never think this. If you can't feel it, one day you will feel it. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. You will realize that this is the dhikr of Allah. Imagine. But don't leave it. Never leave it. Hazrat Sahib said this. Remember this. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala, the more tawfiq He gives you, be regular, learn dhikr from a wali Allah, from a friend of Allah, from a shaykh. What does Allah said? Kathir. Do dhikr kathira. High quantity. Always I explain. Explain is the dhikr of the heart is dhikr and kathira. Tasbih, four tasbih, ten tasbih. No. Kathira means what? Dhikr of the heart. Qalbi dhikr. Go to the wali Allah. Say, teach me dhikr of the heart. He will teach you dhikr of the heart. Inshallah, Allah willing. Your heart, when it comes alive, when it beats, Allah, 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 then remember this. Then definitely it will affect your heart positively. Not today, not tomorrow. Wait, wait, wait. Don't leave it. Oh, it's not affecting me, benefiting me. Oh, it's not affecting me. It's not benefiting. Does it beat? And they're looking for the beat of the heart. No. When the doors open, you've got the dhikr of Allah taught to you, then you'll definitely walk through that door one day. Remember, keep knocking, keep knocking, keep knocking. When postman comes, knocks, 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 door doesn't open. Does he turn back? He does. But when the door opens, then definitely you'll receive the post from the postman when you open the door, isn't it? So Allah Ta'ala has opened the door of dhikr for you. When dhikr is coming to your heart, then don't worry, the door's open, the impact 100% will come. Your heart has started to recite Allah's name. If you don't feel it, don't worry about it. One day you will definitely see and feel the impact of Allah Ta'ala's name in your heart. It's affecting you, affecting you. He's saving you from big calamities, wretchedness and sins and jinnat and shaitans that are within us we cannot imagine. So dhikr is saving you from the darkness, from wretchedness. If you are sadness today and you're an animal, then Allah says that you could have been a worse animal, but dhikr saved you from being that worse animal. Dhikr is shielding you. Otherwise you could be in the ditch today, trapped forever. We say, I'm doing dhikr and I'm still sinning. Don't worry, you could have been worse than that. Allah saved you so much due to dhikr. Foolish man, no, don't leave dhikr. This is your salvation in the hereafter, inshallah. Allah's promise, muflihoon, that if you keep dhikr existent, continuous in your life, and you keep doing it regularly, consistently, steadfastly, Allah's announced, muflihoon are those people who continue to do dhikr of Allah. Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, ajeeb, unique hadith, he stated that as soon as a person starts to do dhikr of Allah, we'll do dhikr shortly, dhikr kathir, if you want to do it, you do it all the time, whether you feel it or not, you're a dhakir, the person who focuses on his heart, learns dhikr of the heart, makes his heart alive from the shaykh's permission, then he's a dhakir always. He's sleeping, he's a dhakir. A great point, this is, brothers, understand this point. A great point. Allah's opened the door. When the shaykh's finger impacts on the heart of the student, then you've come out of the group of the ghafileen, the ignorant people. You've come out of that group. Allah's extracted you from that group. And how much do you want to become elevated? How much do you want to promote? How much do you want to get closer to Allah? It's up to you. But you're not in the ghafileen anymore. You've come out of that group, 100%. You've come out of that group. You've come away from that bad group, that negative group. Allah's taking you away from that. So when dhikr of Allah, when a person learns dhikr of Allah on his heart, then the doors of the heart, padlocks are unlocked. When a person does dhikr, Hazrat Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu said, when he starts to do dhikr, then in the angels, in the heavens, immediately they do two actions for that person. Two actions for that person. What do they do? Number one, they recite istighfar for him. Secondly, they start supplicating for him, doing dua for him. SubhanAllah. So tell me, any brother, tell me. We've got computers. We are in the scientific age now. Can you tell me the quantity? How many angels are there? Count for me on the computer. Run a computer program. Tell me how many angels are there. Tell me. Run a computer program. Seven heavens. How many levels in between each? How much distance between each level? On every square millimeter is an angel. The dhakirin. Every angel in the heavens knows a dhakir of the world. SubhanAllah. Imagine. How unfortunate, wretched are those people who are not doing dhikr. How fortunate, subhanAllah, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, are those people who morning and evening Allah gives the tawfiq to do his dhikr. Imagine the women, the men who they're in their homes and they say, oh, dhikr's about to start, dhikr's about to start. They're alert immediately on the phone, the notification comes. What a great system Allah Ta'ala has kept. SubhanAllah. Science age, technology age, and Allah Ta'ala utilizes the technology to promote His deen. SubhanAllah. Someone sat in Liverpool, in this city, in that town, in London, in Croydon, in Burnley, in Bradford, wherever men and women, young children, some women, they're in their mattresses, in their beds. After Fajr, they're sitting in their warm beds with ease. They sit in their beds, warm beds, women. They're sitting there, they've got their hot water bottles, and they're old maybe, and they're sitting, oh, dhikr's on, Hazrat Sahib starting dhikr, mashallah, mashallah. Yes, and the unfortunate women, wretched women, they don't know dhikr is happening. Can their greater favor of Allah than this? And the mattresses, Allah has delivered dhikr to your mattress, not dhikr. The majlis of dhikr is taking place. Hazrat Ali Murtaza Ramtha's first blessings have been delivered to your mattresses. SubhanAllah. Tell me, Naqshbandi Sheikh's fairs, that woman is taking, sat on a mattress on a bed in a home. Who says that today there's too many sins, we're the bad age, our children are spoiled? It's us who have given up. We don't realize, doesn't matter how bad the age is, Allah then in that age will more strongly bring people towards His deen. Make your children accustomed to dhikr. Make your children accustomed to dhikr of Allah. No, we don't want to do that. No, we think, oh, mashallah, I want to be rich, I'm wealthy, I don't know what system this is. Why do we have to do this? What's this person doing? I don't even know about myself. I don't know how to run a computer, how to bring this page on, etc. No, Allah Ta'ala allows everything to happen. So promise today, if you want salvation, forgiveness in the hereafter, this is the crux of the matter. Then how will we attain this? Through the dhikr of Allah. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ وَاسْتُفْلِحُونَ. That dua that we're saying, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ اللَّهِ. Dua, after dua, try, make effort, how? Let me summarize the subject of today. Dua, the dua that we just recited, which dua? Allah Ta'ala, make my dunya great and make my akhirah great. Make my dunya good, akhirah good. This is a dua. And to attain this dua, what's the amal, the action that we have to put into practice? What is the effort we have to make? Allah Ta'ala has told us Himself. What is that? Dhikran kathira. Dhikrullah. That's it. End of story. Subject closed. Easy, straightforward message. So, the greatest message Allah Ta'ala is going to us, that your objective of your life is that your dunya should become good and your akhirah should become good. And the method to attain that, I'll tell you, Allah says how you can attain a good world and a good hereafter. What's the tariqah? Allah's dhikr. That's it. When you go to the hereafter, you say, Allah, that Allah will ask us, we didn't do it. Why didn't you do my dhikr? Why didn't you remember me? Grab hold of him, drag him into Jahannam. I didn't have time, Allah, to remember you. Grab hold of him, drag him into Jahannam. Say, he didn't even think of me in the world. The dhakir will come to Allah. When the dhakir will come, who did dhikr kathir, then the angels will present his deeds. This hadith. Allah, he did this action, this right, left, X, Y, Z. Allah will say, have you presented all his deeds to me? Allah said, they'll say, angels, yes, Allah. Allah, they'll say, have you counted all his deeds? Yes, Allah. They'll say, Allah said, go to the side now. Go to the side. You haven't given his full accounts. They say, Allah, how can we not give you his accounts? Allah, you ordered us, it's your power. We are obedient to you. Every single thing we saw and heard, we've told you that everything he did, we've written down, Allah recorded. Allah said, you couldn't record it, everything. Allah, what was the action? You can write it, Allah say, that his dhikr kathir that he did, when he remembered me in his heart, Allah said, it was only me who recorded that. You don't even know when he remembered me in his heart. Will he go into Jahannam, the individual? Tell me, will he go into Jahannam? Is this not beneficial? Is Fazail Amal, this hadith is present? Tell me. We don't have time. Running here, running there, jumping here, jumping there. How will we get salvation? Dhikr kathir. Our salah. Salah, fasting, hajj, zakat, Quran, recitation. Great deeds. But will be rejected. These deeds, there'll be pride in some of them, showing off, doing it for the dunya, there'll be haram contaminated. All the ibadat will be queued up, one after that. There'll be weighed, but there'll be contamination, impurities. Allah used to recite Quran, oh Zakari, how much did you show off to the people speaking nonsense? You were doing it for the sake of people, throw him away. Allah used to do this and that, what did you do? Allah say, look how much kibri he had, pride, showing off, wanted recognition. Subhanallah. But that person who does this amal, same deeds, he'll have all the deeds, he'll be presented to Allah. Allah will keep his envelope closed. Why? Because he's correct, pure. How? Because he did dhikr and kathira. He was pure, clean, free from contamination. He did dhikr of Allah. And Allah says, I guarantee that dhakir ila the ikhlas, sincerity. When you pray salah, it'll be good salah. When you recite Quran, it'll be sincere tilawah. Whatever a deed he does, whatever I gave to him, will be khas, special on a high level. He'll continue to do dhikr of Allah. He was clean and pure, without any impurities. That's why he stated, for every deed, you must do dhikr in parallel. Essential. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Amin.
اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما أخرت وما أسررت وما أعلنت وما سرت وما أنت أعلم به أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وقنا عذاب القبر وقنا عذاب الحشر وقنا عذاب الميزان وادخلنا جنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار يا رب العالمين اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واشهدنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما يا قاضي الحاجات اقض حاجاتنا يا دافي البليات ادفع بلياتنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشفى مرادنا ایک بچی سخت بیمار ہے مانچسٹر میں سخت تکلیف ہے اس کے گلے کی اس کے لیے دعا فرمائے اس نے خاص طور پر دعا کے لیے عرض کیا ہے اس بابرکت رات میں کہ دعا فرمائے اللہ پاک اس کی بیماری کو باقی ساری بیماریوں کو دور فرما دے اور جتنے بھی بیمار ہیں اللہ تعالیٰ ان کو شفا نصیب فرمائے
یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا یا شافی الامراض اشفا مرادنا اللهم اوفنا فی بدنی اللهم اوفنا فی سمعی اللهم اوفنا في بصري لا اله الا انت ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا واستاذينا ومشايخنا وجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.